Good morning, Rav Asay. I apologize for the delay. I hope everyone is well. So maybe just to finish, we left off in mid-sentence here in the Derech Hasheni. So maybe let's just try to finish that sentence, and then we'll skip at least temporarily Yevlin Admirat Hashem to the Derech HaChamishi, where Ben Yonah talks about Aser Yemei Tshuva. So here in the Derech Hasheni in Ostas, so Ben Yonah writes, "Bahagil Yemei Haseva." Yosef Legaresh Milivo Inyan Ha'olam. There's less need, and therefore there should be less involvement with worldly matters. Ulefima Ota Shanim Abos, and commensurate with the dwindling number of years that remain. Yamid be'esek ha'olam, a person should minimize mundane preoccupation. V'yisyachei tomid, v'hizbonein be'yiras Hashem. He should be mizbonin b'yiras Hashem. V'lachsho v'nafsho l'sakin midos of l'vakesh Torah mitzvos. Presumably, in this phrase, l'hizbonin b'yiras Hashem, Rabbeinu Yonah has in mind the posuk in Mishle that Ramchal quotes in his Hagdoma to Mesilas Yesharim. To the pasuk that relates most directly to Rabbeinu Yonah here. So Shlomo HaMelech says, "Bnei, im tikach lahakshiv lachochma oznecha, tata libcha latfuna." Lend your ears to chochma, incline your mind and heart for understanding. So Shlomo HaMelech is talking about pursuit again in Mishlei Perek Beis. He's talking about pursuit of chochma. He describes how that pursuit needs to be undertaken with a moshel into vakshena chakasef v'chamatmonim techapsena. You should seek after it like silver. You should search for it as one searches for lost treasures. And then Shlomo HaMelech concludes, oz tovin yiras Hashem v'das elokim timtza. Rabbi Yonah in his parish on Mishlei writes, "Acharei shesider hamaylel sheyasig ha'odun bohenes ha'chokma." After Shlomo HaMelech has essentially how a person attains chokma, yedabe al priya chokma. He speaks what the dividend is, what the ultimate goal of attaining chokhma is. Ki ein me'ikya to'olos ha'chokhma ha'kovet she'yase go'odem, but not chas v'sholem, the kovet that a person will receive because of his chokhma. V'chashivus ha'nefesh b'yosef alas chokhma u'tvuna k'chokhmas ha'tishboros v'ha'toledes v'ha'mazolos. And not sort of the enhancement of one's own soul. That's not what the pursuit is about either. That's not what motivates it. That's not what the end goal is. V'hine bi'er ikore hato'alos ki yaseg ha'odem min ha'chochma l'yiras Hashem. The ultimate purpose and goal of Chochma is that it allows a person to attain Yiras Hashem. Va'omru Zal, and Rabbi Yona quotes from Chazal, Ein lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo ela Yiras Shamayim bilvad. So what Rabbi Yona here is teaching that there are certain fundamentals which are the foundation and basis of life, as well as the goal of life. They're both the starting line and the finish line. They comprise, they constitute both the starting line as well as the finish line. I think we've had occasion to comment how the Ramah begins Shulchan Aruch by quoting from the Rambam and the Mora about Shivisi Hashem and Negdi Samid. It's the first Se'if in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes it. So Shivisi Hashem and Negdi Samid is something which the Ramah says, it's the basis for everything. One's awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the basis for everything. It's what guides a person. It's what molds his character. It's what provides his values. It's what shapes his thinking. If you look in the Rambam, if you look up the selection that the Ramah is quoting. So the Rambam has it at the end of the Mora. What the Ramah quotes at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam himself writes at the end of the Mora. And what that juxtaposition of the Rambam with the Ramah's quotation of the Rambam is that Shivisi is the beginning point and the end point. On its most basic, elementary level, it's the basis for everything. On its highest, most encompassing, most profound level, it's the goal of everything. And the same is true with Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is the basis, but Yiras Hashem is also the goal of everything. And when Rabbi Yona here in Shari Tshuva speaks of Yisyachei Tomid, that in a person's older years, b'meiseva, once a person reaches b'siyata d'shmaya v'chaste Hashem, the milestone of age 70, he should be misbonin b'yiras Hashem. Again, the paraphrase of the Pasuk in Mishlei means that a person should really be intensifying his efforts to not be content with that elementary level of Yiras Hashem, which has been the starting point of a life of Avodas Hashem, but should be looking to deepen it, to intensify it, to make strides towards that higher and ultimate level of Yiras Hashem. Well, let's perhaps skip to Hadar HaChamishi so that today and tomorrow, in Adon Yiras Hashem, we can see this. So Hadar HaChamishi, V'aseres Yimei Tshuva, the fifth of the either occasions or circumstances that should awaken and galvanize a person to do tshuva. The period of Aseres Yemei Teshuva is Dvar Hashem. Hayar is Dvar Hashem. Ben Yon is quoting from some Sefer Shmos, of course. I think it's by Magaz Barad. No, when Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Hasra about what's going to happen. So Hayar is Dvar Hashem. Heinis is Havada Ves Miknehu Min Asada. He took his behemoth and his livestock and his avodim from the field and brought them indoors so they wouldn't be killed by the borot. So Yoreh Dvar Hashem there means that a person just takes Dvar Hashem seriously. Yoreh Dvar Hashem by Magaz Borot. We're not talking about a high madrega. Just Hayar is Dvar Hashem, someone who takes Dvar Hashem seriously. Hayar is Dvar Hashem, someone who takes Dvar Hashem seriously and recognizes Aseres Yemei Teshuva for what they are, who takes Dvar Hashem seriously and recognizes the period Ben Kesel or Asor for what it is. Libo Yochel V'Kirvo. His heart, his mind, will fear inwardly. B'dayta shakol ma'asav b'seifin nachtovim. U'ba'es ha'hi yohalukim yavi b'mishpat as kol ma'asav al kol ne'alam im tovin ra. So we recognize that the phrase of Masa v'sefer nechtovim from Pirkei Avos, right? Dam alam alam imcha ayin roa ozen shamas v'chol masach v'sefer nechtovim. But there, it doesn't describe Aseres Yemei Teshuva. It describes every day of a person's life, right? Dam alam alam imcha. At all points, there's an ayin roa, there's an ozen shamas, and there's v'chol masach v'sefer nechtovim. So, some of the simple pshat in the Rabbin Yonah is that, again, he's using it, rabbinic idiom, but he's actually using it in a very different sense than it appears in the Mishnah novels. In Rabbin Yonah, kol ma'asav b'sefer nechtovim, it means the future. What the future holds for a person. Is a person going to enjoy, is he going to enjoy prosperity? Or, Rahman al-Aslan, is a person going to encounter adversity? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is decreeing for the person for the coming year is being written during Aseres Yemei, in which case Shekol Ma'aseh B'Sefer Nechtovim in context, again, it's Chazal's idiom, but it's being used in a totally different sense. It's being used in the sense of call not things that a person does himself, but things that will happen to a person. And it's not referring to things that the person is doing presently. It's referring to things that will happen to the person in the future. That, Mislam, is the simplest pshat. One wonders if Rabbeinu Yonah that doesn't also have in mind the following. Again, and what suggests this is what the meaning of this phrase is in context in Pirkei Avos. It's certainly true that kol ma'asach v'sefer nechtovim is true for what we do all the time. And there's nothing, it's not a reality which is limited to Aseres Yemei Teshuva. But in a certain sense, because whatever a person does is subject, hear this, Rabbi Osai, whatever a person does is really subject to revision and reinterpretation based on tshuva. Whatever I did this entire year, yes, it was nichtav b'shaito, but it's not written in indelible ink. Does tshuva meyira? So then zdonos nasus kishkagos. A person does tshuva meyava, is donos nasus kishkuyos. So what does that mean? It means that yes, every day, every moment this year, whatever I did was nechtav sefer, but now it's being rewritten. Now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Dir Hashem b'motzo ka'u b'yoso karov, that b'asar seyamim elu sheben Rosh Hashanah v'yam Kippurim, so the tshuva is miskabal simiya. However, a person is given the incredible and extraordinary right what he did. And in that sense, that there's a special bechina of a chol mass of a sefer nechtovim in aser simei tshuva. Maybe that's an additional kavana in this phrase in the Shari Tshuva. Ki ha'adam nidam b'Rosh Hashanah g'zadino shelo nechtam b'yom Kippurim. U'be'esa sheyeda ha'adam ki yaviyu az dino fnei melech b'asav adam. If a person would know that he's about to stand trial for capital charges in a human court, he would tremble and he'd strategize, and with all and as diligently as possible he would seek refuge to try to be exonerated from that accusation, to try to be found innocent in this capital case. A person wouldn't be distracted by other affairs. A person would put everything else on hold to the degree that he's able and would have this single-minded focus on the impending din. How foolish it is for a person to just simply go about his routine during Aser Simei Tshuva. When their fate hangs in the balance, okay, so maybe we'll leave off here for today. Tomorrow we'll try to finish the Darach HaChamishi, and for today, we'll hopefully be able to resume around the 1 o'clock with the Pesachim Shir. Okay, I have a good productive morning. Be well, be safe.